And out it comes, Warm Wisps of Love. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Relationships, Bly, Ayla Secura. And Cody Mace Windu. Also tagged for Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Alternate Universe Arranged Marriage, Humor, Mutual Pining, Romance, and Fluff. Produced for Marianas for ITPE 2023. Bly's new wife is the most beautiful thing he's ever seen, and she's graceful and charming and funny and so out of his league that he's about to die. Cheer up, Vaud, Cody tells him without sympathy, because he got married off to a steady, stern-faced Jedi who's handsome enough, but nothing like Ayla at all. She's your wife already. Why are you worrying? Have you seen her? Bly asks plaintively, face down on the table. Somewhere behind him, Ayla laughs, and it feels like every nerve in Bly's body is tuned to that sound. Vibrates in time with it, rises and falls with it. He can feel himself pulled toward her like gravity, and the urge to lift his head, look around, and drink her in is so strong he can barely resist it. Yes, I've seen your wife, Cody says, amused, and settles into the seat on Bly's left, his eyes straying across the room to where Mace is standing with another Jedi. The smile that crosses his face is... Ayla's slim, calloused hands settle on Bly's shoulders with a lightning jolt through every inch of him. And when she leans in to kiss his cheek, her leck curls around the back of his neck, a silk-soft slide of skin that shorts out every last synapse in Bly's brain in one fell swoop before he can even begin to judge Cody for that dopey smile. Bly, Ayla says warmly, and Bly jerks his head up, breath catching, and promptly almost cracks Ayla in the nose with the back of his skull. Cody groans and drops his face into his hands. Oh, Ayla says, and to her credit, she only sounds a little startled. Forgive me, Bly, I didn't mean to startle you. Bly is going to sink away, melt into the floorboards, and then the ground, out of pure mortification. No! He says, turning, and grabs for Ayla's hand before she can fully pull away. It's fine. I was just thinking... Yeah? Cody asks, very pointed and very judgmental. That's why I've been smelling smoke? Ayla laughs, though it's soft and sweet and a little sympathetic, because she's a nicer person than Cody could ever dream of being. Turning her hand, she grips Bly's wrist, then slides sideways into his lap like it's the most natural motion in the world, looping her arms around his neck. She has, Bly thinks dazedly, the prettiest biceps he's ever seen on any other sentient. The nicest legs, too. The muscles in her thighs might rival Cody's, and they're all but bare right now. Her long skirt riding up, the high slits in it showing blue skin and muscle and... Any deep thoughts I can help with? Ayla asks, tilting her head. Her leg slides over her shoulder, then over Bly's shoulder, and his breath locks up in his throat. It feels like a forbidden motion, but he curls an arm around her waist, just a little more firmly than he needs to, and tries not to think about the fact that she's his wife. The fleeing Jedi needed a place to rebuild outside the Republic. The clones needed an escape from Kamino. And because those needs collided, Ayla married him. She smells like honing oil and leather and roses, and Bly tightens his arm around her waist, slides a daring hand over one knee, and holds on. I think you're helping plenty just like this, he says, just barely manages to get the words out through the lump in his throat. Ayla smiles at him, quick and clever and just a little bit mischievous, and her lightsaber calluses are rough as she strokes her fingertips over his nape, right at the edge of his buzzed hair. I'm glad, she says softly. Another reason for me to stay close then. Bly breathes her in, closes his eyes, and doesn't say, I never want you to leave. He doesn't dare. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and feel like leaving feedback, you're more than welcome to. If you feel like leaving feedback for myself, you can do so at the post where you found this podfic in the first place. If you feel like leaving feedback for the author, you can do so on the text post, which you can find from a link in the podfic post. Thanks for listening.